Hey, it's Aiden Mortensen here with another Castle Country Focus interview. And today in the studio, we are joined by Richard Root, a candidate for Price City Councilman. Richard, pleasure to have you in here today. Thanks again for taking the time to come talk to us. Oh, we really appreciate it.
Thank you, Aiden. I enjoy being here and wanting to talk to you.
You know, election right around the corner. Crazy to think that it feels like just yesterday you were getting ready for those primaries. But I think a good place for us to start today is what inspired your choice to run for Price City Council?
I think what inspired me is just the fact that Price City, Diana and I came here 50 years ago, fell in love with Price City. It's something that I've always wanted to do. It's just during the when I was working and everything, I didn't have time to. But I feel like I want to give back to Price City for all the things they've done for me. And I also feel like I can help maybe try to improve it a little bit more and maybe get some other things done that I would like to see done.
Now, let's look at some of those experiences you've had here in Carbon County and the Price area. You've served as a union steward, a member of the Carbon Country Club Board of Directors, and a member of the Price City Planning and Zoning Board. How do you think these experiences would help you if you are elected?
I think a lot of it is to do with, number one, problem solving and working with people. In all my years as a union steward, I mean, it was like a daily job. You get to work and there was an issue and you dealt with it. And I feel like I'm pretty good at peeling the onion, finding what works for both sides, and then trying to make it happen for everybody. I think all of the board of directors and also Kiwanis Club has been a thing that's really push me forward.
Now, one of those things that communication will come very in handy for is managing the budget. That's a major challenge faced by both the mayor and city council members alike. If you are elected, how would you approach this yearly task of managing the budget?
I think what we need to do, and I've looked into it a little bit with Lisa, is pick out, you know, what's the most important things. And I know the other council's doing the same thing. I'm not going to say anything bad about them at all, because I think everybody tries. But I think what you have to do is look at where we're overspending. Do we have some places that, you know, we have bids on things and we're getting, it's costing us more than it should? And bringing those back into line. I think that's the key.
Now, some of the core tenets of your campaign have been experience, transparency, and community. Why did you decide to single these ones out as some core focuses of your campaign?
Well, I think, first of all, I use transparency. It's a word, it's really not my favorite word, but I think it's a word that people expect. They want, nowadays, everybody wants to know everything. And I get that. I'm the same kind of person. But I think it's just something that has to be done with social media, with everything that happens. I think that's just one of the things that we have to focus on is being honest. Honesty, I think, is the biggest part.
And that's something the community has put a lot of emphasis on, is making sure that government across all levels has become transparent. Now, one of the major issues that faces Price City right now is communication between its first responders, namely its police officers, mm-hmm. and the mayor and council. If you are elected, how would you plan on addressing this issue?
Well, I've sat down with the police, with Captain Radcliffe. I took a ride with Sergeant Sackett. I got an idea from their side what needs to be done. I know from the city side there's certain things that you can only do. And I think, again, it comes down to getting both sides together, talking it out, getting to the core, the really root core of the problem. Is it really the salaries or is it something else? And making it work for both sides. And that's what I'd like to do.
Now, Richard, my last question for you today is, why should the citizens of Price vote for you as their next councilman?
I feel I'm somebody that is really Price City oriented. I want to do well for everybody. I know you can't promise anything. I can't promise to do any better than the last city council. But I can promise that I will work as hard as I can. I'll attend the meetings. I'll do whatever it takes to be a good councilman. I'm honest. I feel like I'm an honest person, and I feel like I'm a straightforward person.
Well, Richard, it's a pleasure to have you in the studio today. Thanks again for taking the time to come talk to us. We really appreciate it.
Well, thank you.
Again, our guest, Richard Root, candidate for Price City Council, explaining why he thinks you deserve his vote, or he deserves your vote, as you head into November's election. And for more Castle Country Focus interviews like this one, you can stay tuned to KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM, or you can listen on the Castle Country Radio app. And for the KOAL Newsroom, I'm Aiden Mortensen.